Get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. It's the Lolabot Podcast.
How you doing, Robert?
Great, thanks. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well.
Wonderful. Are you glad the Summer of Code has come to an end and that you've successfully passed?
I am glad I successfully passed. I'm kind of sad that it's come to an end.
Yeah, it was fun. I agree.
Yes.
Scott, you wrote a set of modules that are used to recommend content to people visiting your site. Could you tell me a little more about what they do and what the whole idea behind your project was?
All right, well, I think it's best to start off with talking about the actual engine itself, which is the CRE.module, and it's actually more or less an API, in that it is an API it's a dumb API, and it recommends any content, any votable content. So it's actually only limited by your imagination. And I designed a node recommendation module, which was the original basis for this proposal, and what it does is it implements this API to recommend nodes based on users' votes. And then there's also a comment and recommendation module, which is much the same, and then a user recommendation module.
Okay. A lot of terminology just flew past at 2,000 miles an hour right there, and I'm sure that left a lot of people scratching their heads. Okay, CRE, Content Recommendation Engine. So API, that's an application programmer interface, and that's something that programmers can use. So you wrote something that programmers can use to get content recommendations. Is that right?
Yes. The idea behind the engine in the CRE.module is for developers to use to recommend content to a user.
Okay. So the other part of this is that it's based on voting. The way I understand it, you can't really generate any recommendations for content unless people on your site have actually voted and expressed their opinions about other people's content. Is that right?
Absolutely right. And it's all based on votes. There's no other variables come into play in this module. It's solely based on how people vote and the current user's votes.
And a prerequisite for using your work is that you have the voting API and some other voting module installed. So the voting API by Jeff Eaton, which allows a generalized voting system, and something like the Simple Vote module, or what are the other ones? There's like
Medium Vote.
the oddly named Medium Vote.
Medium Vote. There's Voting, I think, which is a Flash-based one that uses Voting API. There's several different node rates that do not use Voting API, so make sure that whatever module you're using uses the Voting API module.
Okay, so you get these things plugged in. You get the Voting API there. You get people voting on content on your site. What happens then?
The module itself stores the differences between different votes. So as somebody votes more, I guess the better the recommendations become.
You mean the more relevant to what somebody actually might want to have recommended to them?
Exactly. You get more relevant results the more times you vote, is the idea. And more people that vote allow you to get more relevant results to other users as well.
So how would people use this?
You can use this right now. In fact, I'm working on one that's recommending dance clubs and stuff. And so it helps people figure out which dance clubs they'd really like to use. This technique in particular is used to recommend movies for viewing and stuff. I guess it's open to your imagination.
Okay. Where would we see examples of this in the wild, so to speak? Not necessarily your module, but similar functionality.
There are several different libraries. In fact, I was just looking at one. It was developed with Java that uses my exact same technique. Slope 1, developed by Professor Lemire at University of Montreal in Canada. Amazon.com is a perfect example of user recommendations, where you log in and the front page presents you with, hey, you bought this, and we think you would like this. And I think that's a great example and a great way to kind of open things up.
Another example that I ran into the other day, YouTube. You finish a video on YouTube, and right there, where the video used to be is the option to play the video again or to recommend it to a friend or some other videos that they magically pulled out of thin air that are eerily related to the video that you just finished watching.
That's another great example. And my module actually implements a functionality where they're similar, will recommend things that are similar to what you just viewed as well. So that's another great example. You'll see it. I mean, there's lots of places out in the wild.
Okay. What is the Slope 1 algorithm, and are there other algorithms?
Well, I think this is the big thing that drew me to this project in particular, is that recommending content to users is a very big open research question. There's no good answer. There's only moderately good. There's no great, there's no perfect answers, there's only good answers. And so there's the Pearson algorithm, and then there's the Slope 1. And the Slope 1 is kind of an incremental improvement upon the Pearson algorithm, and the Slope 1 is a quicker and easier to implement one.
So if you could, like, sum up this Slope 1 algorithm in simple terms in 50 words or less, what would you say?
50 words or less. I guess the Slope 1 algorithm will recommend content based on what you like and what other users have voted on. And it does so by maintaining a relationship between content. So it retains the average difference, average voting difference between content is its basis. And so by using that average difference between the voting content, it will recommend a node.
Okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to count those words. And if you went over 50, I'm just going to edit those out. Not really. Why Superman? On your blog and on your avatar on Drupal.org, and why Superman? That's your avatar.
Well, I have a bit of an ego. I get called Boy Wonder all the time. I got called Superman. People buy me Superman shirts.
So we're really supposed to take this literally, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of the fix-it-all. They call me the Wizzo. They used to call me the Wizzo. I worked for a plumbing company, and they'd be like, Scott, we cannot get this thing in this hole or whatever, so they send me in. And I'm a small guy. I'm kind of a thin guy, and I'd always be able to kind of whiz things in and get it in and squeeze things and tighten things down, and so it kind of carried through.
No comment. Who were your mentors on this project?
My mentors were Ted Strabinski of Lullabot fame and Jeff Eaton, who created the voting API.
Right. Wonderful. And you had a lot of interaction with these guys?
Oh, I had constant interaction with these guys. We actually did Gizmo every week, and we did conference calls, and we debated different things. We talked a lot about the Slope 1 algorithm, which is very hard to explain. I don't know, it went really well. It went really, really
great.
Well.
Great. And you're a cellist, right?
Yes, I am a cellist, and I pretty much play any stringed instrument, by the way. I play guitar, violin, and viola. Did I mention I got a big ego?
Here's one for you. Recommend a cellist.
Recommend a cellist. If you're buying a CD, I would recommend buying any CD by Jacqueline Dupre. Recommend a current cellist. I guess the popular choice, of course, is Yo-Yo Ma. But really, Jacqueline Dupre, if you're buying a CD, you can't beat anything she has ever done.
I love her Elgar.
Yes.
Hey, yes. Thanks, Scott. It's been great talking to you, and great work on Summer of Code. And I recommend that everybody checks out the Content Recommendation Engine by Scott Reynolds.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Take care. Bye.